It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center boys basketball with head coach Brent Thorne. Spartans defeat Northeast Goose Lake 71-62 here in the sub-state final, and going back to the state tournament for the second year in a row. Coach, thanks for coming up here. How does it feel? What does it mean for these guys to get this win accomplished here tonight and go back to state?
Well, I'm just really proud of my guys, just how they fought. Happy for my coaches, our community, you know, our families and that type of stuff that have sacrificed so much. Really gratifying to watch those guys go out there and just really compete. Doesn't matter what the venue is, but tonight, really a fun group to go out there and just heck of a game by my guys. They were incredible and really worked really hard. And it's obviously a great feeling, but there's, like those guys we talked about in the locker room, there's still more work to be done.
Yeah, it was kind of a slow first quarter. You were down 16-14 going into the second, kind of a knockdown, drag-out start to the game, but able to go up by 33-26 at halftime, something like that, and then extend to as many as 13-14 points in the third quarter. How were you guys able to make those adjustments and really make a difference there down the stretch of the game?
Well, I thought that we just really did a good job of transitioning. I thought that we got out and ran a little bit, and that's what we wanted to do. Got some easy buckets. Got them tired, just did a great job of trying to win some 50-50 balls for some extra possessions, and then really work the ball down on the inside, try to establish ourselves on the inside and get some easy buckets there. I thought that was really, that was more or less the adjustments that we were trying to do, is get out and run a little bit, little schematically, some things and that type of stuff that we saw, but I thought that was really the difference, was just our energy and our effort by our guys.
Yeah, certainly on the defensive end, you were able to create some of those transition opportunities, yeah. Of course. How would you describe just the defensive effort tonight? Because, that's a pretty high-scoring team, and you held them. They were still below 50, at one point in that fourth quarter as well.
Yeah, I thought our defensive intensity was really, really good. We made them shoot some really tough shots, challenge shots, not a lot of easy looks for them. I've said this many a times, defense travels, and our defense is just really, really sound, and we work really hard at it. And some guys just take such a tremendous amount of pride in shutting people down, and then we can just transition and get out and run. So credit to those guys to set the tone early today, and really make those guys work for their shots.
And just like Tuesday night, you had four in double figures, led by Tiernan Vokes with 20 points, Judd Jarovsky 14, Braden Wallace 12, Jalen Kirkpatrick with 10 points. So your leading scorer doesn't get quite as much, but you have a couple other guys, especially Tiernan, stepping up with a 20-point game.
Yeah.
What can you say about some of those guys?
Well, I think that it shows the depth of our team and just how much of a team that we are. I say it a lot. We are a true team. We've got guys that don't care, who gets the buckets. It's just who's available. Go get the bucket when it's the best possible shot. We talk a lot about it's our shot, not your shot. And so we work really hard at that. And then there's other guys that are just like, hey, this is my job tonight. Riker was in foul trouble. He's got to go out there, knock down a couple free throws, and then go play good defense and get some rebounds for us and really hustle. So, just up and down the line with my guys, whether it's Davey, Zinkula, Kirkpatrick, Wallace, Jarovsky, or Vokes, those guys just are the epitome of a team, and they just work really hard, and they work really, really well together.
All right, and if you were to, have a longer stay at the state tournament this year, I know it was cut a little shorter than you wanted last year, but
yeah.
What's got to continue to go well to make some noise down in Des Moines and see if you can continue to advance here in a couple
weeks?
Well,
I think you just dance with what brought you there. It's just one of those things where we are a team, and you don't try to hunt for shots. You just try to make other teams work and guard you, and then you see what the best opening is, and again, you find the best shot, the most efficient shot that you can get. And for us, it was a little bit of a new experience playing that very first game of the Monday morning or the Tuesday morning at 10. That was a little bit different. So, the nice thing is that you go down there with a bunch of seniors and some really experienced juniors, and some things, good things can happen, and you just never know what's going to happen. Tonight, Justin's playing North Fayette Valley and Union upset Kemper. You have no idea what's going to happen, and you're just appreciative of the opportunity to be down there, and then whatever happens, you do the best job you can.
All right, any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
Just can't say enough about Spartan Nation that showed out tonight. Just a great high school atmosphere. Both fan bases did a really great job, and just really happy and proud of our kids and our families. A lot of sacrifice by those folks to get us to this position, and then just really, really excited for our community that get another chance for us to represent and play for. And it's a great day to be Spartan.
You bet. Grundy Center head coach Brent Thorne, appreciate the time, and congrats on going back to the state tournament.
Thanks, John.